Has he been traveling?
Yeah. Yep, I believe so. And I think, and Sheamus is, you know, I don't know their titles right now, so we'll just call them ambassadors.
they're all ambassadors. Diplomats.
This
is so I don't have to move.
The mighty spirits.
Yeah. How's that?
That's great.
That's good.
That's great.
Okay, let's get on with this thing then.
Yeah, yeah. Might as well start. So
here we are.
Yeah, welcome to episode 86. Wheel, since you jumped in first, hello. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Dan. It's good to be back.
We're trying to do more of the introduce somebody and then get the voice recognition right away. So instead of just kind of the staggered, oh, by the way, Wheels is here and we'll just keep going on to something else. So thank you for coming back.
It's great to be back. Good to see you guys again.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to see you guys are still talking.
Good to have my other son here, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's going to introduce him?
Thank you for coming on for the first time that you've, well, I mean, you've listened for a while, but thank you for joining us for our first episode.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And this is episode 86.
86.
We are 80, so reminds me of Maxwell Smart 80, a lot.
I thought it was 86.
Oh, almost. Okay. Oh, food puns. Right,
so maybe I'll be 43. So next time I come, I just can't talk. I just can't speak.
We had Marcel Marceau on once, and that didn't go so well.
Get one line during the whole show.
Okay. Right. Perfect. Well, thanks for having me, Dan.
Au revoir. Yeah.
So since you're new on the show, what do you stream? Do you stream a lot of video, audio, anything?
You know, not a whole lot. You know, like my life right now has been
work.
You know, and now the free time I do have, I just bought a new dog, so I've been working with her and trying to get out of town, maybe do a little fishing and hunting whenever I can. So
when you're in the boat or standing along one of the crystal pools up at Cuyuna, are you listening to something while you're doing that, or is it just quiet? Are you just away from everything?
You know, I'm away from everything. I'm listening to hopefully a couple of loons bicker, and mm-hmm. I get a chuckle out of that, I guess. Right now, it is kind of nice to get out and away from everything, including that, you know. And I'm not opposed to when I'm done spending the day fishing and having a couple of beers with Tegan, that's my dog, in the boat. I do enjoy coming back to a nice warm cabin.
It's a great, right. Great name. I love the name Tegan.
Teagues. She loves it. She also goes by Pheasant Slayer and Duck Master.
Excellent.
So in the restaurant itself, I know I've been into Muddy Waters a couple times, and usually I see sports on, but is the music like through a cable provider thing or?
You know,
how do you do the music?
What we do is we're pretty relaxed with that. You know, a lot of our employees are musicians, so they get an opportunity to bring in what they're into, or and sometimes we even have a few customers come in and play some of their stuff. The other day, Billy told me that Stinson wanted to play some of his stuff from his iPhone, and we let him. So that sounds pretty good to me.
You have one of the Stinsons on staff?
No. We don't have anybody from the replacements working at Muddy Waters. It's on the to-do list to hire, though, if Paul's looking for a job.
Yeah.
Is Lori still there?
Lori's in town right now, and she's been doing some, she's been spinning some vinyl, and it's always great. You know, she has obviously a very sound ear and, you know, an eye on talent always. So
yeah.
she's always cool, you know, and she actually used to serve at Muddy Waters a little bit when she was in town, but she's back and forth so much from Austin, and, you know, she's still on the pulse. She's still one of the cool kids, you know. I'm retired. You know, Muddy Waters is kind of like a First Avenue retirement home now, so.
Jeez, we lost a great one last week in Sue McClain.
Sue McClain, yeah, I heard about that.
Fantastic. I mean, she worked with the Commandos back in the day and worked under Randy Levy.
She was associated with a lot of great venues around here, too, where almost everything I saw is always her little logo right in the corner.
Yeah, Subway Music and the Zoo series, and Guthrie and the Basilica Block Party.
Basilica was a big one.
And just a cool voice to hear on the radio when she was, you know, promoting one of the shows, especially, the stuff at the zoo. I just got back into town from Ontario on a fishing trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, believe it or not.
How deep into Ontario were you?
Into Canada.
I fished the islands up at, I fished out of, I went to the Northwest Angle to Jake's Northwest Angle Resort, which is amazing. And then, you know, you get the you get a guide and you go to the islands and, you know, catch all the big walleyes all you want. And it's pretty fun. But when I got back into town, I was behind the bar and this woman came in and she seemed a little bummed out. And I saw that she had the flyer from the funeral and everything.
Friday, yeah.
And I looked at it and she just seemed bummed out. I was like, hey, how's it going? And she was really quiet and she wanted a drink, but we don't serve alcohol until 11. So, you know, we talked about it, you know, and she just got back from Sue's thing. She did a lot of the catering for the, she does the catering for the musicians.
Okay.
For Sue. And really nice woman. Her name, I can't remember right now, but
she's got the green room secrets though.
Yeah. And just the cool stuff. And I mean, and somebody that worked, you know, in that high stress area of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If Axl Rose gets exactly what he wants, whipped cream on Cheetos or whatever it is, you know, you name it. And then, so that's kind of what they do. But,
did you talk with her about crazy riders that she's seen?
I noticed, by the way, that we didn't get any advance rider offerings tonight and things to check off.
You know, at the same time, I figured with this group, which actually did happen through Patty and Gooey, is that things showed up on their own. Bottle of wine, bottle of wine, Strongbow.
So it's a BYO rider thing.
Well, I also keep the fridge stocked with things.
Yeah, I got that.
I just wanted Clown Lounge Christmas lights, and you got them.
Yeah. So, with the occasional
I didn't mind to go off of Patty's story.
I'm good.
You got to have a couple of bulbs out to know that this place is kind of lived in a little bit.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I didn't put it up there just you for you. It's little, been up for a little bit.
A little bit of America and some Irish pride. We're good. But, you know, losing Sue McClain, though, was a horrible loss.
She was terrific. It's,
you know, and, you know, Susie Greenberg from SUVAC, we lost her not too long ago.
Yep. Oh, man.
And these are people that are really up the ante for, you know, Minneapolis having as many cultural artifacts as they do. You know, and, you know, somebody like myself, you know, I didn't grow up necessarily going to the Guthrie every day or to First Avenue, but I, you know, they're part of it. You know what I mean? When you see a poster somewhere or a print somewhere, or, you know, you hear, you know, the exposure of certain bands, it's people like that that brought it to us that are, you know, do it truly because it the joy of the game, you know, being involved in that part of our.
I got a ton of questions for Patty.
About Sue McClain?
Not about Sue and God rest her soul, but what was your first concert? What was the first concert you ever went to?
Man, I don't know.
I was going to up it, but I realized it'd be the same thing. So.
Oh, man, I want to, maybe something, I don't know, Pet Shop Boys, something weird, something that I wouldn't necessarily even be into, you know, like, I don't even remember, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, working at the Triple Rock for as long as I did in the Turf Club, people ask me, like, well, you know, you must love, you know, going to concerts. And, you know, when you do it so much, it kind of can all start to sound the same a little bit until you get a chance to maybe step back and, you know, go to something that you're really excited about seeing.
Right.
You know, even if you're doing this, you know, working in a music venue 5 nights a week, and then all of a sudden you find yourself going to a concert on the weekends, it's like, what the heck's going on?
But are you able to enjoy the music when you're working at a place like Triple Rock or the Turf?
I think so. I mean, you see it with, you know, the excitement on the customer's face, you know, especially at the Triple Rock and the Turf Club, you know, when it's a little more of an intimate show. Mm-hmm. You know, First Avenue still has it, I think, too, for certain things, and it's by far like the coolest, you know what I mean? Like, I think First Avenue is, you know, that is, I mean, that is something that should be in every you know, it is right. I mean, it's like a pillar, you know. It's not just in an Adam Turman drawing or other artists, you know, doing it as well, but, you know, it's super cool. You know, everybody's been there, whether, you know, you going to a Ween show with your pop. You know,
we'll stop.
I
was going to see if you wanted to go see the Eels when they were here.
I remember when he was just a man called E.
Yeah,
the coolest concert I've ever seen though was at First Avenue, and it was Dwight Yoakam just doing a acoustic solo thing. And this is the time where I thought I hated country music, and I was thankfully sorely mistaken. You know, I thought country music was the bane of my existence until I saw that show, and then I walked out of there thinking to myself, that is the coolest man
ever. I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, you know, it was and I've seen a lot of like cool punk rock shows and rock shows and hip hop shows, and they're all good. You know what I mean? It's like anything; the party's always what you make of it. So,
yeah,
go there to have a good time, and you will.
Cool.
My first big concert was Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh my gosh!
And the opening band was a band called The Litter. They used to be known as the Psychedelic Litter, but then they were just The Litter. It was in August of '69, right after Woodstock.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of, I think the first concert for me was Basilica, '99.
Do you remember who the bands were when?
Counting Crows. The real thing that I remember from all of that was I was there with Steve White and Jesse Olsen, and there was a very inept security worker in our line where the security worker asked for Jesse's ID, and she had a provisional driver's license, so 15, 16, and she handed it over, and the person just looked at it for a second, didn't think, and just put a wristband on her.
Excellent. That's great.
And so
perhaps the coolest woman ever.
Potentially, but then we were looking at it like, okay, this is wrong. And then Wheels, you walked up and she tore it off instantly because she was worried that you'd get mad at her. Which, yeah. I mean, we would have done anyway.
We call that BBW, busted by Wheels.
Yeah.
I used to have it. I'm trying to get it back again.
Just instilled.
Can we go back to Ontario for a second?
Sure.
How long had the ice been out up in Ontario? Because I know in Cross Lake, it was 12 days ago it went away.
It was, you know, well, that's just the tricky part. It was out maybe 5 days before I got there, but there was still plenty of ice out there, but not so much in the lake, but in the shoreline, in the big bays and things like that. It's got so many rivers going in and out of it that it's got a lot of, you know, circulation. So it's going to be able to, you know, once it frees up, it's gonna hammer it out pretty quick. And it's just like anything else, you know, if you get a little wind too, that helps. Just like Mille Lacs, you know.
Oh, geez,
yeah, wow.
So
did you see that footage? I mean,
Isaides or just, that. Wherever it was along there, along Garrison.
I couldn't even imagine.
I missed something.
Biblical.
There was, when Lake Mille Lacs was thawing out, there was ice that was being
pushed up against the shore.
Pushed onto the shore.
Because the wave magnitude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, running into houses.
That's crazy.
And doing damage to the houses and just like, it kind of looked like it was being sped up, like it was slow motion. Like the ice wasn't really moving that quickly, but it really was. It was covering a lot of ground and doing real damage to these.
Were they
houses.
Biting pretty good in Ontario?
You know, the water was still cold, so I mean, normally the guides, I was actually with two fishing guides that are friends of mine, so normally they're not out that early. We're just up there visiting, you know, we're friends, so we go up there to basically, you know, shoot the breeze and catch up and relax, decompress a little bit to come back home and get back to work. But we did go fishing, and it was a little trickier for them. They thought it was terrible fishing, but from my standpoint, it was pretty epic. You know, I mean, like, to catch that many walleyes that fast, it's overwhelming, you know, and it almost makes it difficult to fish, you know, down here. But
really?
On the flip side, I took a friend of mine. Her name's Darla. She's one of our wine reps out from Muddy Waters out to Lake Independence, and we got 21 walleyes.
You're kidding?
No, but I know how to do it. Captain Walleye. I'm gonna change my name to that someday, hopefully.
Wow.
Just maybe get that on a hat or something.
Yeah. You know. We'll see about that. One of these days, you never know.
Okay, so when you were working at Triple Rock and the Turf Club, you said you got to enjoy music through watching your customers' faces and stuff like that. And there's always the vibe of the music going on behind you. When you meet your friends, the guides, when they're fishing, do they enjoy fishing just for fishing's sake, or do they get more enjoyment out of seeing what you're doing?
You know, we're shooting the breeze, catching up. I mean, basically, that's just what it's at. You know, when I go up there, you know, a lot of times we're painting a cabin or building something. So, you know, they make a living out out of fishing, you know what I mean? So it's like my friends coming down to Muddy Waters after 6 o'clock at night, you know, I'm ready to start decompressing and getting ready for the next day versus coming down and partying.
Every time I come in, I text you. For the day.
Yeah.
Me so too. Isn't that a funny thing? Maybe it's a Whalen thing.
He has both low jacked so that he can't run into us.
Exactly. I follow you guys around. I know where you're at. I refuse to get older. I'm just thinking maybe a little wiser. So, you know, 6 in the morning comes early.
True. So to switch back and forth like we usually do, Adam, what was your first concert? To get the full circle on that one for a second.
I think my first concert was at Luther, actually, my freshman year. Maybe. I mean, I'm assuming we're not counting Minnesota Orchestra or anything like that.
Right, right.
Yeah, this would be like,
let's call it popular music.
Ooh. Rock and or roll.
Was it Mason Prophet? Because I know Mason Prophet's been at Luther every year for the last 40 years.
It was The Bravery, actually.
Oh, okay.
And they had People in Planes opening for them. And it was a really fun show. They had a lot of energy. It was, you know, in a gymnasium, so it's super intimate and fun. And we actually got to meet the band afterwards, so that was
good.
I'm only hoping that like dodgeball ensued if you're already in the gym.
That would have been amazing.
It would have been.
But no dice. But it was pretty cool. After the concert, just chatting with the bass player, he had one of those little electric mini bikes, and he let me take it around the parking lot. It was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Yep.
That's almost famous.
Yeah.
Did you see that McCartney brought a personal guitar pick to Graceland and left it there?
Yes, I read that article. I saw that. Because the headline was like, Paul McCartney leaves gift for Elvis. It's like, oh, well, he's a little bit late if it's a gift, but... It's not as bad as...
You don't
as,
believe in the afterlife, Dan?
Well, I was going to say it's better than Bieber's gift to Anne Frank, if you heard about that story.
What do you... Oh, what?
I did. No,
I haven't heard about this.
She would have...
Please be
She would have been a believer. Been.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrote that in the guest book, like the douchebag that he is.
I get all my news from TMZ, so I don't really know what's going on. Okay, what's the next hot topic?
The next topic, I was actually going to pose this one at you because you are the focal point of this. Arrested Development Season 4 is now available, and you're already 8 episodes in?
Yeah, how many are there total?
I think there are 12. 12 to 15.
Oh, dang.
15.
15, says producer Katie.
15 I turned into that guy.
Dan, what's I think there's 12.
There are at least
12 to 15.
12 to 15.
15.
That's my answer from now on. I think there's 10. 10 to 2,000.
Yeah, it's... You know, three
there's
off.
There's several.
I feel like it's, you know, standard season. It's not going to be like there are 3 episodes.
And well, the fun thing about it was IFC played all the episodes from the first 3 seasons much of the weekend until midnight on Saturday or Sunday or whenever it was. You know, I think it's great. I think it's so clever.
It's a fantastic show.
It's not linear. It's circular. It
14 episodes, says producer Katie.
They're dedicating each episode to one of the characters.
And I really liked how they did that, where I really liked how they were able to jump from storyline to storyline to storyline and cross over so much into one episode. But the fact that they've been able to maintain a very similar style but still focus it on one person for an entire episode is really great.
The other thing I kind of like is that after hearing Ron Howard narrate for the first 3 years, to have him actually actively involved.
Yeah.
And some of the allusions to his, and they have the Opie Awards and things like that. It's very clever.
Yeah. But there were a lot of great jokes on there, like right in the first opening of the first episode, where they actually had Ron Howard clear his throat as if he hadn't done it for a little bit, just to throw that out there. Or every time that they put on a part of the show from the first 3 seasons, like they had a watermark across the episode itself, so like Show Stealer Pro Edition or something like that. Just like, oh yeah, they ripped it offline because they couldn't afford to get it back.
Ron's voice had changed as much as Lindsay Funke's face had changed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Portia de Rossi does not change.
Wow.
She can afford that Botox now.
Well, Ellen can afford that Botox.
Finally, it calms down, though, in the next couple episodes. Anyway, I I thought it was a terrific beginning to the fourth season.
But you said you became one of those people, so you put in a couple episodes at a time where you can just kind of sit down. It's like, okay, next, okay, next, okay, next.
It's still raining. Let's put on number four. Let's put on number five. Let's.
I strongly suspect that he's not telling the truth. I think that he's probably got the bedpan and like a gallon of water and like Gooey's like throwing a pizza at him like every 12 hours.
No, it's IV door.
Wheels, IV dinner.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm watching my stories.
You know what I mean? I guess that's a beautiful part of having a laptop, too. It's like, are you working? Are you watching Netflix or Hulu or whatever?
No, at work. So. It's put the red 10 on the black jack.
Okay. He hasn't shaved in days.
Katie and I, we made it through the whole fourth
season. Oh, you did? You already did.
Yep.
Wow.
And
there's a lot of bedpans.
We split it over a couple of nights. Okay. And it's pretty fantastic. It's difficult, you know, coming back to this show that we've all held up on a pedestal and have considered to be so amazing. But, you know, there's always that, oh God, I hope they get it right when they bring it back feeling.
Well, rebirth of any show, there's definitely going to be a group of dissenters. There are people who won't like the circular style. I've heard it's like a desert in here, by the way. people who won't like the circular thing that's going on. My arm's not long enough to hand over this wine. Oh, I got, okay, whatever.
It gets so built up, though, and unfortunately, if you do what Adam and Katie did, as Marty and I did for a couple days, and we're only like 7 or 8 episodes through, like we did with House of Cards, and just roared through it, it's like you get excited, you start talking with your friends about it, and they look at you and go, what the hell are you talking about? We don't even know what you're... And then you have to wait for another year or something. It's like Downton Abbey. By the way, did you see Puff Daddy's... Thank you. Puff Daddy's Downton Abbey... spoof?
Yes.
Oh, Sean?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say he made a cameo on Downton Abbey.
Well, that's what he made it look like.
And yeah, it was like, oh. It was almost an Onion-esque kind of thing.
Okay. We can talk about Downton Abbey later, but anyway, I thought Arrested Development was great. Patty, do you watch that at all?
You know, in fact, I watched a little bit. I started over, actually, is what I did. And I was making fun of everybody about the bedpan thing. That could be a serious problem if it was real. But more importantly, I do like to barrel through them. You know what I mean? If your time's at a premium and you have a day-to-day to hate something, and, you know, I do find myself watching 5 episodes of something, and, you know, the only thing that's making me stop it is tell the dog out or go play with the dog or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that people do it a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's easier to do that now with Netflix because they release everything just in a lump,
mm-hmm.
almost like you're buying the DVD all in one go, and the writers are instructed to come up with these storylines where the end of an episode is never really the end, that it's really more that cliffhanger that wants you to go to the next episode, so you're inclined to, like, well, I have them all here now, so why am I not watching
you
the
think
next
a lot
one
of,
right
do a lot
away?
Of people do that? Do they...
Oh, the binging? Multiple? Yeah, that is how things Definitely. Are done now.
It's like eating potato chips, I guess. You just can't stop.
Exactly like eating potato chips.
I can't That's see what, my feet yeah. anymore because of that.
Yeah, thanks to Netflix, I can't see my feet anymore. Yeah.
Between Lost and Frito-Lay, I'm done. And,
Well, that's terrific. Now, just a minute. Patty also just, after Ontario, he went up to
Down
Crosby.
To.
And was in the Cuyuna. You know, there are 3 iron ranges in Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Mesaba.
Which is an airline.
The Vermilion. It's actually Mesabi. Vermilion and Cuyuna. And Cuyuna is the furthest south, and it's up just north of Crosby, Ironton.
I've been there.
Just south east of Brainerd.
Mm-hmm.
And these open pit mines have filled in with the... And the... DNR, the fish hatcheries have been stocking these things and
successfully,
these fish are growing in. But what's cool about it, as Patty, I'm sure, will echo, you drive up into the paths up in there, and there's retired mining equipment that was used actively, you know, until the early 60s, right there, and you're over the clearest, coolest, deepest, most well-stocked pond. Yeah. That's cool, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, you see, there, you know, once it gets a little warmer and they're in the deeper waters, they're a little harder to get. And I mark my words, what your dad just described will be in a movie someday soon, because it really is cool. You know, I mean, you see this past, and it's almost, if you've been up there, which your dad obviously has, it has kind of been reclaimed by the forest a little bit. You know what I mean?
Adam, you've been up to Vermilion.
Yeah,
with Ely and all that stuff. So
yeah,
so we've seen the further north sister mine.
Sure. Well, your dad was correct about those three. And
oh yeah, you
know, please call me Wheels.
Wheels knows where the oil's at in Minnesota. He's just not talking.
It's just yet.
Then why am I paying $3.99 for gas?
The oil is not in Minnesota.
Okay, there you go. It's in Ontario,
Illinois, and Texas, in Ontario.
Man. I'm moving.
So, were they biting pretty good up in Crosby?
You know, we did have a dollar wager, which equates to about $10,000 worth of bragging rights. And I was reeling them in pretty hardcore, like skiing them in. And I never landed one. We had them on the side of the boat a couple of times.
Serious?
How deep?
How deep were you fishing to get the trout, right? Was it trout?
Trout, yeah. And I think these are rainbow trout. And I'm not sure, because I'm not a big trout person until this year. I just started. I'm not sure at what point you call them steelhead. You know, when they get that big.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've...
At some point, they turn into beer.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Steel toe?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of golf drivers, actually. But
you know, there's a ton of them. I mean, it's something that's really cool to, you know, to be able to have. I mean, I think that's one of the things the DNR has done that's been successful up there, and it's, you certainly have to even go up there to fish. It's just kind of
pristine. Check it out. It is so
cool.
Go
up there to go snorkeling or scuba diving, I suppose, but. It's pretty neat, and like your dad said, there's a ton of stuff up there.
Who turned you onto that area originally?
Well, Eric Funk from the Triple Rock, him and his wife Gretchen, they bought a cabin up in Crosby, and I met one of the local, the best fishing guide up there. He runs Oars and Mines. It's called Oars and Mines, bait store, and yeah, it's pretty catchy.
Is his place on Serpent?
It's right by Serpent, and okay. That is a great lake. I mean, I've caught.
Yeah.
I've been very successful in that lake.
Oh, that statue.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is great. You know, it's great. I don't keep a lot of the fish, but they're there. I mean, we get them. You know, so I don't know. It's fun.
What's really cool is if you go up there on a, you know, like on a Friday, and go into town on a Saturday, and the fire department might be having a pancake breakfast, something like this, and you meet these guys who worked the mines their entire careers, and they stayed in the towns, and you really get a sense of the history, and it's so neat, and they're so appreciative of the fact that you're up there enjoying their area. It's wild.
It's cool to see something too. You know what's happened with just rainwater and you know natural springs. Fill up those, you know, the old workspaces and create something that everybody can still enjoy. It's pretty cool.
When you imagine how deep these pits are and how hard they had to work to keep them clear of water so the miners could go in and take the ore, and the water that's gone in, these natural springs, they're just, I mean, do you have any idea how deep they are?
Well, Adam and I went, did you go on the mine trip?
The Sudan mine?
Yeah. Both of us went down into the mines in Vermilion, and that... I hated that trip down. That was that.
Oh, wait a minute! Is that the Tower Sudan mine?
Yeah. The one where you just drop, and I hate it because there's nothing to hold on to in that little cart. Scared the hell out of me.
Imagine going to work in one of those every day.
But it's just like on the walls. It was still everything was just dripping down because of all of the surrounding pits that were filled with water.
There's a lot of science in that Tower Sudan. They're firing neutrinos through the earth from the Argonne labs in Illinois to try to hit a thing that's probably 1 foot diameter.
It's a big old dartboard.
Yeah, with neutrinos, it's a wild thing.
And now, why are they doing that, Tom?
It has implications on space and logistics and all these other things. I don't begin to understand. Of course, I was a finance major, but firing these neutrinos that are these parts that you can't even see, and when one
through solid,
600 miles through the Earth to hit this thing. And when one, ding or whatever, it's like, it's like a big fish.
That's, we got one.
There it is. It bullseye. So are they, which of the three mines have been reactivated? Are they all back? Are they mining anymore?
I don't think Tower's doing anything.
No, I don't think they are. They're still kind of an attraction and a science.
I think the Mesabi, there's some action up there, actually. And then further north of that, and McFarland's working on this, there's nickel and platinum and a couple other things, precious metals.
Go Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But this is actually a good time for us to take a commercial break and then come
who's
back.
Who's the sponsor tonight?
Everybody who brought beverages.
Okay, gooey.
Gooey.
Yeah, gooey. And me for paying my power bill.
Okay.
So, excellent work all on that.
So we will take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey guys, this is Dan. Thank you for making it to the halfway point of the Buffering Podcast, episode 86, which Adam and I taped on May 28th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio with Wheels Whalen and Patty Whalen. Thank you for making it to the halfway point. We love that we have so many listeners and that we occasionally get feedback from you and all that fun stuff. So keep us posted. Let us know what's going on. Anything that you hear about, cool stuff like that. Find us on Twitter and Facebook. Facebook, it's facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. Twitter, we're at Buffer Podcast. Follow us, like us. You'll get updates about the show, upcoming guests, photos, bonus tracks, all that fun stuff, which you can find all of that on bufferingpodcast.com. Complete archive of all of our episodes, plus bonus tracks, photos of our guests, articles, lists. Check all that out, bufferingpodcast.com. And you can find us on Stitcher and iTunes. But I won't waste any more of your time. Here's our still unnamed lyrics game. Enjoy. So, Wheels, what is your buzzing noise to get you come up with something?
I haven't come up with one yet. It'll be something different from... Who's playing?
It's the three of you.
Oh.
Okay.
So, like I said, what I'll do is just randomly somebody will pick a decade and then one of 3 years, and then I will read said lyric line.
I'll do my Will Arnett. Come on!
Perfect.
How's that?
I'll take it.
That's acceptable.
Yep. So you got to pick me when I go the or nothing. Martin Short. Okay.
I can't take him anywhere. Seriously.
So, Patty, it's your first time on the show, so I'm going to let you pick a decade, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or now.
Are there a lot of questions, Patty, and is it scored, or what the hell?
What's your buzz-in sound going to be?
It's going to be like.
Oh, you are going to use
it's going to be safe word.
Safe word.
That's funny.
Okay, so you get a point if you think of the name of the song. You get a point if you think of the artist. You get a point if you think of the actual lyric.
I think this is going to go well. Let's have fun. Let's have a good time.
What if I change my mind?
Regarding your buzz in? Then say I'm changing. Just, make it aware. That's all.
You're just going to have to recognize me before you hit safe word.
Well, I have two judges to ensure that
you
things...
You better be paying attention over there.
...are done
you
well.
You, Katie, you, Gooey, you.
Yes.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, both of you will have to pay a little bit of attention.
Sun's going down. Let's go.
Yep.
What's the decade?
So, Patty, you get to pick the decade.
Let's, how about the product of the 80s? Let's do that.
Do the 80s? Okay.
I'm proud.
Come on!
Safe word.
Pow!
So, Wheels, to get you involved as well, your options are 1985, 1986, or 1989.
1989.
Okay. So here's the lyric. Remember, everyone has to buzz in to answer something. Here is the misheard lyric. She likes Cheese Whiz and America too.
Ooh.
So this is an incorrect lyric. There's obviously a proper. So you're trying to think of the song name, the artist, or, and the actual lyric.
Maybe we should just use this one as our first example.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, because I remember the song, but
let's hear it one more time.
She likes Cheese Whiz and America too.
Oh, she likes Jesus and America too.
You got to buzz in.
Come on,
Wheels.
She likes Jesus in America too.
Correct.
Tom Petty.
Correct.
What are the 3 points available? You
name of the song?
No.
Anybody? We'll do 2, 3, 5. Okay. Free Fallen.
Ah, very good.
So Wheels walks away.
That came out in 89?
89.
That was a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Almost a 90s song.
I always do one on American Girl
because I got that one locked.
Wheels just hit me.
Yeah, Wheels just
hit me.
Crashing over the beach.
Wheels just locked in 2 points.
One desperate moment there.
So Adam, you haven't been involved at all yet. So pick a decade.
Is this for real now, or
I'm counting that one as legitimate because
did I get 2 points?
You got 2 points so far.
Easily.
I'm going to go 1970s.
1970s. Okay, Patty, you get to pick between the decades for this one.
I made a huge mistake.
1971, 1975, or 1979?
Let's go with 75.
75, okay. I believe in mackerels.
Come on.
Wheels.
I believe in miracles.
That's 1 point.
Where are you from, you sexy thing? Sexy thing, too. So is this...
anyone else can buzz in if they can seal artist or...
Let's see. Hot Chocolate?
Correct.
Very... Wow.
Is that the...
That's the artist.
That's... Okay.
Sorry, I know these things, so I
believe in miracles. Was that the...
It is not the name of the song.
Oh, do I lose a point for that?
No, it's just that now you have... given away your wayside. Opportunity.
Pow.
Go ahead.
You sexy thing.
You sexy thing.
Yes.
You got a point for that.
Oh, you really he's a detective. I love it.
So Wheels has 4. Adam has 1. Patty, you're yet to score, so you are going to pick the decade this time.
Oh, I thought I was going to have to take an article of clothing off, like my shirt.
we're not that punching.
This is a radio show.
Yes, that too.
Dan, we're not really related.
I know. I know.
Wow.
More punching. So pick a decade. Pick a decade.
Let's go with
or era.
Can we choose the 90s or
any decade?
Yeah, 90s is fair game.
All right, let's do 90s.
What 90s. And Adam, you're behind at this point, so you get to pick between 1992, 1999 number 1 or 1999 number 2.
92.
Here is the misheard lyric. Sometimes I feel like I don't have a gardener.
Pow.
Adam.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
Correct.
And the artist is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Correct.
What is it?
Anyone else can buzz
Come
in?
On.
Wheels.
Under the Bridge.
There you go.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
Excellent okay. work.
Nice. Nice, nice.
So that's Wheels has 5 points. And Adam has 3 points. Patty,
damn it!
Let's put a minus.
Come on, Patty! Come on.
So, Patty, you get to pick the decade again.
All right, let's do the. Can we stay with the 90s or no?
We can stay with the 90s. We have 2 left in the 90s.
Let's just keep rolling with the 90s because this is a we got them all covered on that one.
Yeah, and then since you're still behind, I will let you also pick the year. So you have 1999 number 1. Or 1999, number 2.
How about, let's just go with number 2.
Number 2. Here's the misheard lyric. She's living to beat the locusts.
Pow.
Adam.
Living la vida loca.
Is the name of the song.
And
pardon me, what was that again?
She's living la vida loca.
No, I'm sorry, that's the lyric. You're right. Sorry.
Yes, yes. And that's by Ricky Martin.
It is.
And the song is just La Vida Loca, isn't it?
No.
No? So I can't guess anymore, can I?
No, no, you're done.
Yeah.
So it's up to either of you if you want to buzz in.
Bugger.
Just take some stabs, wheels.
Each of you has a good try.
You know, I got nothing. I got nothing. I was too busy dancing to that song, apparently.
Could Wait. I share one thing? I don't have the answer to this. That isn't what I want to share.
Do you
want to
dance, Tom?
No. I'm a fan of the Hold Steady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when I heard Double Whiskey Coke No Ice was one of Eric Funk's band's lyrics mm-hmm. in a Hold Steady song, I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I couldn't let that on to Eric when I was talking with him, but I was a little shy about stuff
like that. They've been referenced.
Yeah, big time. That was cool.
Yeah, big
so,
time.
So the answer was Livin' La Vida Loca.
Livin'.
That Livin' was, La Vida Loca. With the N apostrophe.
Okay. I should have...
Why I'm still in business, I don't know.
That was a Village People song, wasn't it?
Possibly. So Adam and Wheels are tied at 5, and Patty yet to score, so it's up to you again to pick the
story of my life, so... Let's go with that last 90s question.
Last 90s question.
Someday okay. I'll score in the 90s.
And this one's fun thanks to one of our guests. Let gooey aha, let gooey ahe, I'm failing now, babble on. By the way, in 1999, just to let everyone know.
I think you should sing it to us.
Good call.
I've never. This is the 86th podcast,
So
before you 43 me, before we first step is to get 43'd from here, and I think you should help us. I will try. For somebody like myself who's not very bright, I think it's important that you prepare me to be successful.
I'm gonna bring it down.
Give me the tools.
You need a pitch pipe?
No. I'm just gonna go for it.
Arnie. Just pretend I'm a nun.
Wheels and his pitch pipe coaster.
Okay, so here's my best attempt at singing the misheard lyric.
Clear your throat.
Like gooey aha, like gooey ahe, I'm failing now, Babylon.
I know what.
Oh, that was
second
a.
Here.
But,
come on, David Gray. Yes,
it is.
It is David Gray.
It's Babylon.
It is.
I don't know the lyric.
Yeah, it's kind
hold
of
on,
a longer
hold on,
one.
Hold on. Say it again.
Like gooey aha, let gooey ahe, I'm failing now. Babble on.
Going in my heart, going in my head. I don't know.
You're very close. It's let go of your heart.
Let go of your heart.
Let go of your head and feel it now. Babylon.
I was thrown out of a David Gray concert.
I never understood those lyrics ever, actually. Huh. So I couldn't have guessed.
Well,
I just thought he was singing vowels.
Give Patty one for that.
It's an English thing.
I think since you were close, we'll get you on the board at least.
I think it's because you did it. I mean, you were David
Gray. He was
Gray.
David Gray, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I need to get you like a suit, like a sports coat.
Not so much.
And I think we got it.
Okay.
So
do you have 60s or 70s there?
I do. And Wheels, you have 7 points. Adam, you have 5. Patty's on the board with 1. And Wheels, since you're in the lead, I'll just give you advantage on this so you can pick a decade.
Nice.
60s.
And I'll also let you pick the year. We have 1964, 1965, or 1969.
65.
Here's the misheard lyric. Sugar-fried honey buns.
Is that it? Is that the end of it?
Sugar-fried honey buns.
Sugar pie, honey buns. I can't help myself.
You got to buzz in.
Safe.
Come
safe
on.
Safe word.
Sugar pie, honey buns. I can't help myself.
Can you specify the title?
I can't help myself. Sugar Pie Honey Bun.
There you go. There you go.
Nice. Nice. I think he willed that to happen.
Four tops.
It is the four tops.
Ooh. Excellent.
So Wheels got the sweep on that one.
Is he at 10?
Wheels is at 10.
Wow.
To Adam's 5.
I guess I'm more of a math person.
Patty's 1. So, Patty, I'll give it to you again.
No. Yeah. Don't.
At least
I got nothing for you. You know?
But at least, you know, you have some sort of advantage if you pick the decade.
Other than 90s. I'm clearly the rhythm guitarist here.
Possibly the bassist.
Well, yeah, maybe.
As long as you're not the keyboard player.
Do I get to take my shirt off?
We'll see.
Okay.
But pick a decade, please.
Let's go with Tommy. What do you want?
What are you thinking? No, I'm out of this round.
All right, so let's go with let's hammer the 80s again.
Hammer the 80s. You have 1986 or 1985?
86.
86.
Appropriate.
Here is the misheard lyric. I can call you daddy. Daddy, when you call me, you can call me Al.
Safe word.
Yep.
Is it Simon and Garfunkel? Is that what we're doing?
No, it isn't.
Roughly a part of the word.
Let's see here. What the heck is that?
I'm not sure about this one at all. Can we hear it again?
I can call you daddy. Daddy, when you call me, you can call me Al. Gooey knows this one.
I don't know. I'm going to go with safe word.
Go ahead.
With Paul Simon. I don't know. Paul Simon?
It is Paul Simon.
All right. And you can call me Danny. No?
No.
Okay. No. Dang it. I'm not sure.
Adam, anything?
I got nothing.
So, Wheels, I don't know if you want to just take this one.
Unless
I don't
you
know
can
if
you... call me Al.
It is You Can Call Me Al. And do you know the proper word that was in that lyric? Only one word repeated was incorrect.
What was the lyric again, please?
I can call you daddy. Daddy, when you call me, you can call me Al.
No.
No. It was Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. So nobody got that one. So
that makes no sense at all.
I know, but
who is this Betty?
Paul Simon. You know?
Paul Simon.
And Chevy Chase.
Jumping in here.
Who's Betty?
So Wheels has 11, Adam has 5, Patty has 2. And Adam, you have not...
Didn't he say call me Al?
No, he said call me Danny. You said call me Al.
Yeah, whatever.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
Why would you say that?
So Adam, you can...
special needs part.
Adam, you can pick a decade. We have 2 left in the 60s, 2 left in the 70s, 1 left in the 80s. And all of now.
There wasn't really good speakers on the short bus, so I didn't hear a lot of music. You know.
Let's do now.
So I'll also let you pick the year 2003, 2005, or 2006.
2005.
Here's the misheard lyric. She's faking out on a camel's back.
How about you sing it?
Pow!
Adam was able to buzz in on that one.
It's the Gorillaz.
It is.
Song title, Feel Good Inc.
Correct. And yes, I went with one of the more weird lyrics, so...
Yes, you did. I don't know. Because I've never heard the lyrics correctly.
that does not help.
Maybe you should sing it to yourself and Wheels. Myself and Wheels, and we could probably...
I mean, that one is kind of more talk saying anyway. Yeah.
Let's hear some talk singing.
She's faking out on a camel's back. And I don't know what that sounds like.
So what's the correct lyric again?
I was seeing if either of you were... aware, but if
we're more Wheels and I are more is good, it, goody mob than we are is it gorillas. Right.
Santa's breaking down on a camel's
that
back.
Is the second most popular misheard version of it. Okay. It's cities breaking down on a camel's back.
Oh, okay. It does sound like that.
So Wheels is at 11, Adam is at 7, Patty is at 2. So for that one, Patty, we'll give it back to you. As I said before, there are two left for 60s, two left for 70s, one left for 80s.
How's your strong
bet? And two left for 90s.
Amazing.
Or, no, two left for now. I'm sorry.
Let's go with now again. Let's.
2003 or 2006?
2006.
2006.
Well, that was a great year, wasn't it?
Yes. 7 years ago, I think.
Boy,
just about. So here's a misheard lyric. It's, they try to make me grow a beehive.
Pow.
Adam.
They tried to make me go to rehab.
Yes, they did.
And Amy Winehouse is the artist.
She is.
And the song title is...
safe word.
Is it just...
he stole it.
Oh!
Rehab.
It is Rehab.
Attaboy, attaboy.
Curse you, I was building suspense.
Ah. But he stole it away. Where now it's Wheels is at 11, Adam's at 9, Patty is at 3.
Proud to be a bottom feeder.
Keeping up. So Wheels, you have not been involved for a little
mighty
bit.
Mighty long time.
So you have a couple of choices in 60s, 70s, one left in 80s,
70s,
or now.
70s.
70s. All right, let's go to 70s. And your choices are 1971 or 1979.
71.
71. All right, so here's a misheard lyric. Slow motion Walter, the fire engine guy.
Ooh.
Slow motion Walter, the fire engine guy.
Mm-hmm. And this one I can sing, and I actually kind of want to because it's so ridiculous.
Safe word.
I'll take it.
Slow moving water, fire in the sky. Is that what we're doing?
You are so close.
Pow!
For the steal.
Smoke on the water, fire in the sky.
Nice.
There it is.
And that's by Purple Haze?
No.
No.
Deep Come purple. On.
That's Wheels.
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
I blurted that one a little bit.
And then we still have the name.
Smoke on the water.
Take it.
Nice work, Mr. Wheels.
So Wheels has 13, and then Adam has no, you're at 10 now.
That's good.
Thanks, buddy. Woo. Thanks.
And Patty is at 3.
Hey,
it's like a desert in here.
It's a strong 3.
It's like a desert in here.
You want to call something specific?
Did you open the second bottle? You didn't do that?
Yeah, the second bottle was open.
I don't want to drink your wine.
I'm done.
No.
What do you want?
I want a fresh glass of wine.
I have lab shoes.
Okay.
Producer Katie's got it.
Let's go for 1979.
That's got to be a song lyric.
Let's go for 1979.
I want a fresh glass of wine.
Okay.
1979. Smashing Pumpkins.
Ah.
I was listening to that song on the way over here. Air High Five.
You're cheating.
Here is the misheard lyric. Video killed the radio store.
Star. Pow. Oh, sorry.
Pow. Buzzed in.
Video killed the radio star.
Come on.
For the Buggles. It is the Buggles.
And the titles are the same.
I'll take it.
I'm okay. Sorry. Give Adam...
half a point.
Point and a half.
Point and a half.
Thanks, Katie. The Buggles.
So Wheels has 15. Adam has 11 and a half.
Yes.
And Patty has 3.
Minus 3.
I'd like to give Patty 6 of my points.
6 of your points to put you at 9.
Can I go all in? Can I 9. Can I double up on some
double down, yes.
Video daily doubles.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I want Patty to have the next... decade.
Next choice. Okay. Well, Patty, you have 2 left in the 60s. You have none left in the 70s. You have 1 left in the 80s.
Wheels just
or let's take now. It. Let's take the last 80s.
Last 80s. All right.
Let's hairband this one. Come on.
So this is 1985.
Good year.
I got my first real sex dream. Oh, it had it at the 5 and dime. I know, it's a fun
safe word.
That's Patty.
I got my first six string. I got it at the Five and Dime.
Yep.
And I'm gonna go with. Is that a
pow?
Well, come on.
Wait a minute.
I'm already blurting it.
The guy's from a foreign country.
Here's the thing is that I was still talking and he powed me. I was giving.
He was mid answer. He didn't get a letter in before you powed. So damn. I'm gonna let him finish. If it's wrong, we'll redirect. So,
Canada.
Yeah, I think not. I'm gonna go with is it Ryan Adams?
No,
pow. Ryan Adams. Oh,
he corrected himself before the pow.
That was your guess.
Yeah, technically each person guess. Gets.
He's
oh,
right.
Oh,
yeah,
I
right.
only
yeah.
get one
yeah.
guess.
Yeah.
So. Can I give 3 more points to Patty?
All right, I got it. I do have the answer for the song. I think
Summer of '69.
You got it.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, then it's if we're gonna go with Bryan Adams, then is that what we're doing?
Yeah, Bryan Adams.
Okay.
Yes,
Bryan Adams was in the their band from North Carolina. I can't remember what they're called.
So with this new
Danny, are you a Bryan Adams or a Ryan Adams guy?
Ryan,
me too.
So
I've never been so happy being so sad.
All right.
So with this new math and point trading, Wheels has 9, Adam has 12.5, and Patty has 11. And Wheels,
how the hell did I go into last place?
I have.
You kept giving them away.
Points.
Let's take the 60s.
I was going to offer it to you next. You have 64 or 69.
64 first.
64.
You shouldn't have given me a chance, Wheels, because now I might just crush you.
Yeah.
He's a late breaker.
Okay. Here is the misheard lyric. Viva Lost Wages.
Pow!
Wait a minute.
Hey,
you got a buzz.
I was trying not to spit the beer out.
Pow!
Come on.
That was a proper buzzing, Adam.
Viva Las Vegas.
Is the...
correct lyric.
I got a safe word for you.
Oh, I heard safe word.
And it's the song title.
But I got a safe word.
Who's the...
You buzzed in by saying safe word.
I don't think we can't. If they know all the answers, though,
I was saying.
Come on, spell his middle name.
I was saying and.
All right, give it to
go
us.
Ahead.
Well, Viva Las Vegas is also the song title. That's
it
what
is.
I was going to say, and it's by Elvis Presley.
It is.
What's his middle name? And spell it for the extra points.
Aaron.
Elvis.
Aaron.
Is it Aaron?
A-R-O. Come on. A-R-O-N.
Wheels gets a trivia point on that.
Yeah.
Patty, I'm sorry.
So,
that's okay.
I said the wrong.
Pow. Everyone yelled pow.
Safe word. I said pow instead.
That's how you know you picked
the 69.
The safe word
69.
Is never
hold on, hold on.
Safe.
Okay.
Just retabulating everything.
And Margaret.
Where now it's Adam has 15.5. Wheels has 10, Patty has 11, and we have, okay, so
I think it's great that the co-producer is in first place.
Mm-hmm.
You did give him an extra half point.
And you gave away 6 points.
Yeah, you were in the lead for a while.
Look,
yeah.
I'm actually
look up the word benevolent
my...
in the dictionary, and there's a picture of me.
It is. I'm selling mine back.
All right, 1969.
All right, 1969. Here is the misheard lyric. I saw perjury and then deception. I'm going to give him a second to think. I'm not going to just...
I'd like you to sing it, please.
No, he gets... Every now and then when he's doing too well, he gets a handicap.
I'd like you to sing it for me and Pat.
Okay. First, one moment. I saw perjury and then deception.
Pow!
There you go.
Rolling Stones.
It is.
Sympathy for the Devil.
No.
Isn't that the name of the song?
What the hell's wrong with you? If anyone else wants to steal that one.
Come on, Excelsior. You were there.
Damn.
What? Come on.
Go ahead.
You can't always get what you want.
Yes, it is.
Oh, duh.
Okay.
And the proper lyrics. If anyone
it's the Rolling Stones. Not Powell. What's that other one? Safe word. Rolling Stones.
No, but that's already come in. We're looking for the proper lyrics.
I tell you, I've never had more fun getting my ass kicked. thank you.
Zoom on.
I think he's trying to draw it out of me, but I don't think I can go there.
Perjury and deception?
I think when Danny sings it, it's better.
were those yeah, Perjury and Deception makes it such a better song. Mm-hmm. No, it's I Saw Her Today at the Reception.
Oh!
No!
I was going further into the song. Damn it.
So it's now Adam has 16 and a half, and Patty and Wheels are each tied at 11.
I'd love to leave it right there. Wouldn't you?
Well, we do have two left. We have we have two left. Patty, I'll let you pick 2003 or 2006.
Three.
I'm sorry. No, just 2003. That's the only one left. Okay. So good on you. Good on you.
Let's have it.
Here's the misheard.
Can we have it? Can we have it appropriately? Pitch pipe song. And...
Oh, first.
First,
than yeah.
I hate to burst your bubble, but this is actually a spoken lyric rather than a sung lyric.
Ooh, a hint.
So that's a hint that you get. So it's here's the misheard lyric as
Harry
Gooey's doing baseball.
Harry Carey over there is putting out the signals.
It's the moon.
What was the year? 2003.
So here is the misheard lyric.
I'm going to give myself a 5-second handicap.
Thank you. Shake it like a poorly paid teacher.
Oh, that's different.
Shake it like a poorly paid... What's my thing? Pow! Again?
Pow.
Go ahead.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
It is correct.
And it's...
What does that mean?
What does that even mean?
I can do the whole thing.
Yeah, you can do the whole song.
And that's... Outkast is the artist.
It is.
And the
come on! He stole it away.
Hey, yeah,
there you go.
Boy, nice. Wheels!
I sing this at weddings
all the time. All the time.
Hey, can you give him back 8 points from
the loan that he gave you?
Yeah, I hate that.
Let's see. I'm trying to find the okay. So that.
How do you know the words of that song? How does he know that?
So that'd be so that would put Wheels at 20. That would put Adam at 18 and a half, and that would put Patty at
minus three.
Actually, three even.
Oh hell!
So
that's a few points
between Waylands. So
Wheelands.
Those
you
two.
Know, we should talk about this because the Wheelands.
I blame this.
Have you followed your heritage at all? Oh, strong go. Have you followed? Have you ever looked around to see where the Whelans are from?
You mean Dublin or Wexford?
Wexford or Kilkenny
or Waterford, Ireland?
Yeah,
yeah, Waterford for
you guys.
Yeah.
You know, anytime we meet a Whalen, we call him cousin. It's the different side of the river.
Yeah, and you know it's definitely not the same. You know. It's like when somebody's name is Aaron and it's double A instead of an E.
Yeah.
It's a little troubling.
No, the irony so, well, of where Patty is at Muddy Waters is just one door north on Lindale. When I was growing up here as a young adult, was the Whalen Plumbing Company. Same spelling. And I've traced these guys and I'm sure we are all cousins.
Well, I do have jeans on and my belt, and I can tell you right now that I was probably a plumber at one time.
Yeah.
So.
But,
I fixed a sink today at Muddy Waters. Does that count for anything?
Something.
There you go.
I did.
For fixing that sink, since the game is over, Patty, do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter that you want to plug, that you want people who are listening to the podcast to know about, either something that you're involved with that you want to advertise, or something that you're participating in that you're going to that you think other people would enjoy?
On Friday, well, I'll be done working probably around 5:30. So if people want to buy me drinks...
You can plug your restaurant.
They can come and see me right before I leave my shift at Muddy Waters. But more importantly, they can meet me at Morrissey's and buy me drinks till I fall down. Or we can do that at the Bulldog. Doesn't matter to me. We've got to support our neighbors. But on a serious note, we are having... we're a joint fundraiser we're doing with Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
On the 9th for a bartender of ours who's been a great asset to our business and really contributed a strong voice and a heavy hand in making us successful. Her name's Sarah Lindsay. She just graduated from the U and she's moving to Africa to work with Children of War. So we're having a fundraiser for her at Hell's Kitchen.
That's on the 9th?
Yep, I think Dessa from Doomtree's hosting it.
Oh man,
so it's going to be great. It's going to be really fun. Shannon Blowtorch, I think, might be DJing.
Is that Sunday the 9th?
Correct.
So, do you have time to go with that, or just kind of show up?
No, it'll be on our social media at Muddy Waters and Hell's Kitchen, it'll be something to do. Basically, what we're doing, we're just trying to, you know, for her to go over what she's doing. It's not with the Peace Corps or another association like that, but she has to pay to live in an area. It's basically to help her be there and support her room and board.
Okay.
So, but it's for a good cause, and we've done other fundraisers at Muddy Waters where, you know, we do some frozen turkey bowling down the patio and dress like the Lebowski themes and things like that. We raised money for the food shelf, or we did one for the Vote No. We did one for cancer, and this is a little different. You know, this is somebody that's been a great ally of ours, and we want to send her off and support her.
So. Do you know what the Muddy Waters Facebook URL is? Is it just facebook.com/Muddy Waters or Muddy Waters MN?
Muddy Waters Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
It's Muddy Waters MPLS.
MPLS. Okay, so. There we go. So just so that people can find it as easily as possible. And then does Muddy Waters have social media, Twitter?
Yep. Billy does a lot of stuff with us, and it's always updated. So we do a little Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, but come check it out. It'll be an entertaining night, and it'll be an opportunity to win some really cool stuff. We got a lot of vendors involved, and American Guitar and Band Boutique donated a cool guitar.
Wow.
So we have some stuff that it's all going to be raffled off. Mm-hmm. So.
You know, what time of day roughly is that?
It's in the evening.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'd say it's safe to say if you were to come down at 8 o'clock,
you'd probably see something.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're throwing on our Irish tan.
That sounds
fun.
Stage,
and,
that's great.
Yeah, come down and throw a couple bucks at something that's worth everybody's while.
And then, do you have any personal social media that you want to broadcast as well, or?
Patty Whalen is awesome. Is not a website yet, but we're working on it.
In development.
Yeah, it's in development. Yeah, Walleye Slayer.
Wheels, how about you? Anything?
Actually, I own PattyWhalenIsAwesome.com and .net through GoDaddy, and they're available for bid, which I think is really cool. And how fortuitous that we're here tonight. Actually, I just want to say
$1.
I thought it was pretty cool to be here with Patty for
$2.
As long as we've known each other, and to be on the same couch for the Buffering podcast is pretty fun. Muddy Waters is on Lindale Avenue, just
north of Lake,
3/4 of a block north of Lake Street, and it's got one of the doggone best selections of craft beers, best servers, great menu. And I encourage the Buffering podcast listeners to get down there soon. And then again, coming up this weekend, the Edina Art Fair, 50th in France in Edina. And then an event that Nimer Fieger has poured its soul into in Excelsior this Sunday, the 2nd, is the 10,000 Lakes Concours d'Elegance, which is a showcase of probably 108 or 120 vintage automobiles. It's the first ticketed event on the Commons in Excelsior. White picket fence, the whole deal.
Wow.
It's going to be a cool event catered by Jake O'Connor's beers by Excelsior Brewing Company. You'll see a lot of other familiar brands out there. And we're hoping that summer is finally going to hit by this weekend and take care of both the Edina and Excelsior. And the neat thing about the Edina Art Fair is many of the artists will be convening at Excelsior at the same commons as the concourse the following weekend, the weekend of the 9th, is same weekend as the fundraiser over at Hell's Kitchen for the Art on the Lake,
Love Art
which
on the
is
Lake.
Another yes. another great event. So there's a lot of stuff happening in Minnesota, and really pleased to be back with you and yours here tonight at the podcast.
Do you have a website for the auto show in Excelsior?
Wow. I want to say it's...
Because I've seen posters. I know that if people 10, go
10,000 Lakes Concourse d'Elegance, or if you hit NiemerFieger.com, I think there's a link there to the concourse as well.
Yeah, that works too.
Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to come out and support our cultural artifacts. So it sounds good to me.
Right. Yep. It's a lot of fun.
I like
it.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun.
And then do you know a price point on the tickets, since you mentioned that?
It's $20 a ticket.
All right.
Get in to see some period vehicles. Pretty cool.
Cool.
Very cool.
Adam, how about you?
Well, this weekend, Bedlam Theater is having their 10-minute play festival. TenFest runs at the Mixed Blood Theater. There are going to be a couple of shows that are happening Wednesday and Thursday, obviously.
It's not in the ghetto anymore.
Friday, so.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Mixed Blood is a great venue for them. That's where they were last year, and it's nice that they're going to be there again this year. So I'll just read off the show times that are past our
sure.
release date. Friday, May 31st at 10. Saturday, June 1st at 7. Those are for set A. And then set B, you have Friday, May 31st at 7 and Saturday, June 1st at 2. And it's a bunch of really great shows. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in set A and 6 in set B. So
cool.
Quite a few excellent shows. You can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. And you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My handle there is admin7, and that should do it for now. Dan, what do you have?
Definitely check out Jake O'Connor's for some great Irish pub food and beers, in Excelsior, 200 Water Street. And then, if you like Greek food, go to Christo's in Minnetonka, Minneapolis, or St. Paul. Minneapolis are on Eat Street on Nicollet, between 26th and 27th. In St. Paul, they're in the Depot. And then Minnetonka, it's 15600 Highway 7 on the frontage road. So go get some Greek food. Other than that...
Opa!
Get a saganaki.
Eat like a Greek goddess. I love it.
Drink some ouzo. And...
tzatziki.
Going to a Twins game, so support the Twins and Target Field, because I love that venue.
Yeah.
It's a cool place.
It's awesome.
And you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whelan, W-H-E-L-A-N. Mm. So that's it for episode 86.
You can find me on Google.
By type.
And there'll just be a bunch of pictures with me, with probably just in my underwear, and I'm really sorry about that.
that's what Google's for, realistically. That's really all it is.
Google it.
Just remember, the camera adds 70 pounds. I love you, Waylon. I always feel better after coming in contact with you guys. So yeah. Thank you.
But Patty Wheels, thank you for joining us on
episode 86. Will you invite us back at some point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You signed the paperwork, so you're allowed back, definitely.
Okay, great.
But I thought this was the 86th episode. Who's going to get it? I thought it was the 86th.
No, just the episode itself will be 86.
Oh.
If you guys are safe.
In that case, maybe I'll answer more questions next time.
Well, that's fine.
This isn't a thinking cap.
No, it's fine. But thank you for joining us, and we will see
thank you guys.
Everybody next week for episode 87.
Hooray.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.